TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show.
Is this the first podcast of the summer?
I guess.
Here we are, man. We're the Get Up Show, Sean and Charlie and Maddie. Hey. On the Simon Says podcast. It's really not summer officially until, like, somebody's going to have to correct me.
It's like the 20th or 21st.
20th or 21st, somewhere in there. Yeah. But I'm telling you, right after Memorial Day, bang.
Summer.
Yeah. It's like you pull that one shade and it flaps up around the top.
Yeah.
And that was spring. Now summer is all out. So here it is. Welcome to the podcast. We hope that you will enjoy and you click a like and you subscribe. And if you ever want to call and be part of the podcast, our number is 336-373-0987. We want to play for you this cool thing. This is a guy who working at the Kmart, and we can't figure out where there's still a Kmart.
I really don't know.
All the good ones closed down. We used to have a giant Super K here in town.
Yeah.
And it was one of those stores where you could definitely live in it.
Wasn't it the one who's off of Wendover, right?
Yes. Yeah. They had everything. They had furniture that was comfortable enough to sleep on. Clearly, they had snacks. They had beer. I mean, what else?
When I was a kid, Kmart was like really the only store in our town to be able to get all the things.
Yeah.
So we went to Kmart all the time.
Yeah, Kmart was fancy. We always had roses, but Kmart was like roses on steroids back in the day. Mm-hmm. And now you can't find one. So this guy is at closing time at the Kmart. And here's what he had to say to his customers.
Good evening, customers. As the time is now 8:50 p.m., this store will close in 10 minutes' time. And as the sun must set on a beautiful horizon, so must you make your way to the front of the store to finalize your purchases. Do note, tomorrow morning we reopen at 8 a.m. for your shopping convenience. Good morrow, customers. Good morrow.
You said he got yelled at for that?
Yeah, so his managers or whatever chewed him out because
Why?
He didn't do the official, we don't make fun of closing, we have to do an official closing speech or whatever, I guess. They have no sense of humor.
Is Kmart in England, or is he putting on that accent?
No, he's putting that on.
Okay.
He sounds like Roy Kent.
I was just thinking that. He does.
Wait a minute.
From Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso reference.
Oh, God. All right. You guys got me again with dang modern shows. But I think that was a pretty cool announcement, man. He gave it some color.
If I was in there shopping, I would be laughing. I would totally enjoy that.
Yeah, because you don't get enough of that.
He also got a good royal R. Like he rolled the R
people
with a motto.
People aren't creative on their announcements anymore.
Oh, never.
You know?
I can't remember the last time I was in a store when I heard a closing announcement. I'm usually not that guy.
But you know the one you hear at Lowe's.
No.
Assistance is needed in the board cutting area. Assistance is needed in the board cutting area. Like, that must be code for something, because ain't nobody ever in the board cutting area.
No.
They're always asking for them to show up. That means something else.
I've needed assistance and they don't come.
No, you know, I literally once waited forever at the board cutting area and no one ever showed up.
You started doing your kung fu, busting them boards with your bare hands. Yeah. They registered as weapons.
Yeah,
man. Got those boards right down like he liked it. He measured them twice and kicked them once.
Yeah, karate chop.
Good man. Do you guys know anybody? Because I do know somebody who is all the way, 100% addicted to Diet Coke.
My brother.
Is he really?
Well, that's his drink in the morning instead of coffee.
Really?
Yeah.
I couldn't do that. There's not enough caffeine in it. And people say, oh, I get my caffeine from my Diet Coke. It's not the same.
And my friend Erin, she does it too.
She drinks Diet Coke in the morning? Like, I get it with, what do you call it, Mountain Dew, because there's more caffeine in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they say Diet Coke, like, the person that I know happens to be my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
And he will drink sometimes two liters of Diet Coke in a day.
Oh, wow.
Like, he'll get up in the morning and knock a great big hunk out of that first 2 liter.
Wow, that's
impressive. And by the end of the day, he might have gone through two. And I'm not knocking Diet Coke, you know. I drink it once in a while. If I'm going to drink it, I want a real Coke, though.
I know if you drink it out of a can, it gives you the best burps ever.
Even better than Dr. Pepper?
I don't like Dr. Pepper. I don't know.
Dr. Pepper is the burp master.
But Diet Coke is the king.
You remember that time we had the Kelly Pickler thing where we made it sound like she was burping?
Yeah.
That was me burping off of Dr. Pepper. My claim to fame, Kelly Pickler. So cute. Oh, but anyway, Diet Coke, not knocking it, but they say Diet Coke starts to harm your body in just 1 hour.
What?
It erodes the enamel on your teeth, and it activates the body's fat storage mode. Because of the sweetener in it. The fat storage mode activates within 20 minutes of drinking one Diet Coke because insulin production is triggered. 40 minutes after taking your first sip of Diet Coke, you get a short addictive high because it has 40-something milligrams of caffeine in it. So a short addictive high off of that, and that lasts about an hour. And then it makes you even more thirsty, and then you drink another Diet Coke, and it starts over.
It's a vicious cycle.
Isn't that wild?
So wait, so the diet soda makes your body want to get fatter,
yeah,
and then you freak out,
yeah,
but then you're like craving it, so you drink more,
mm-hmm,
and so you just end up...
You pretty much got it.
They
say, you know, we thought we were doing ourselves a favor with the artificial sweeteners and everything, but
oh, no.
Your body has gotten so smart that it's like, oh, this is sweets. I'm going to treat this just like
a
candy bar.
Too.
You know? So it's like, just drink a regular Coke.
I've never tried the experiment of putting like something into Coke and watching it dissolve.
Doesn't work. That's fake.
Really?
You can't dissolve a penny in Coke or a nail.
I'll tell you what, it doesn't matter. You're not going to get me to not drink a Diet Coke, or I'm sorry, a regular McDonald's Fountain Coke when I'm hungover.
Oh gosh, there's the nectar of the gods.
They are very
Someone
good.
Said, that, what was I watching? It was like some video where they said they use dirty water.
What?
Like something
they
about
do
the water
not.
They use.
No.
They use dirty water because it allows the carbonation to adhere to the dirt better. That's why
ridiculous.
That
that's
crap.
Another wives' tale, just like you're melting a penny in a Coke. No, but what they do is they use more syrup in their in their mixture when they make the Coke, and it is I feel like it's a little bit more, as the kids used to say, spicy because of the carbonation. I feel like it's a little more carbonated, and I know
spicy.
For a fact that they use bigger, fatter straws so that Coke blasts your whole taste bud area.
There's nothing worse than you get to McDonald's, the one that has the mixture off, and you can tell. It's you're ruining
it. Shut it down.
Yeah.
Shut it down now.
And every time it's wrong, it tastes the same, like a penny, you know?
I don't know if I've necessarily noticed that, but I've noticed, like, you know, like their syrup's almost out or something, or it's over-carbonated. Something, they're doing it wrong, and it makes me sad.
Yeah, because you're counting on it.
Oh, God, I went to this one place, and they didn't, not only did they not have, like, it's either usually Pepsi or Coke. They had, it was like or was it free trade organic, some sort of cola? And I had it, and I was so upset.
Look.
In a paper straw. I'm like, I
need a paper straw.
If you're not going to serve Coke or Pepsi, just don't. Just be like, we don't do soft drinks. We don't do sodas. That's fine.
Yeah.
It's better than trying to make some weird hippie.
Oh, they had cola.
I like RC. RC cola is good. RC is a sweetie, too, man.
But you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, don't give me a generic.
Don't try to make your own.
Pure
make
organic cane
special.
Sugar.
Have you guys ever been to the Coca-Cola Museum in Atlanta?
No. No, but no. I've heard it's crazy.
It is crazy. You know, I collect Coca-Cola stuff, so it's like, oh, I want all of this. I want that, and I want that. But they have a room where you can drink the Coca-Cola branded sodas from around the world. And you want to talk about some stuff that tastes like straight garbage.
Oh, I found a place that sells all sorts of real crazy varieties of chips. I know that you're always looking for your lettuce chips, but I found one. I mean, they had like from all over the world. I mean, they were expensive. So that was like, you know, what's the size of chip bag above like the little snack bag? It's like the mid-size bags.
10 ounces.
It was like $11.99.
Really?
But whoa. It was all over the world chips. And I almost got some, but.
I don't want chips that bad. Nah. Y'all know I don't do chips.
Yeah, but you like weird flavored stuff.
I do, but not for $11.99 for a little bitty bag of it.
Nope.
My wife saw the, she's got a big thing for Cuban sandwiches.
Mm.
She got so mad. We saw the Cuban Lays, and she was just like, no.
What, did she try them?
No. She was like, forget, there's no way a chip is going to taste like a good authentic.
That one?
I mean, not
Cuban sandwich.
I tried one of those recently, and it was like, it was just okay, but it didn't taste, it might have been the Cuban sandwich, but it just tasted like a chip with a lot of a variety stuff. Of seasoning. It yeah. wasn't that specifically where you're like, ooh, Cuban.
Did you see the, somebody else was posting up, and I saw them in the store, but the hot mustard Doritos?
Ew.
They said that was good?
I don't think so.
Oh, I tried those. Those were good.
Were they?
The mustard ones were good, but the ketchup ones were not.
Ketchup Dorito?
They had both because the that morning show down the hall on that country station, they did tasted them one day.
Because they eat on the radio, which is everybody's favorite thing. I want to hear the inside of your mouth.
They bring me their food when they're done.
All right. Well, as long as it works for you. You guys had any package trouble lately? Any porch pirates? Anything like that?
No.
Have you done any porch pirating yourself?
No, I haven't done that either.
No.
You know, sometimes you think about it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, all the time. There's certain houses in my neighborhood, too. They'll get a good stack going, and it's like, they won't notice this one missing.
I swear to God, there's one, like if I go a certain way home, I try to go different ways, you know, just to keep up with new buildings and stuff sometimes. But there's this one house that I pass on occasion. They're never not covered with packages. Like
really?
The steps, the porch, everything. They must have a business going out of there or something.
Maybe those are just the same packages just sitting there all the time.
You know what? I checked it. I was like, oh, these aren't the same ones. That one's a different color. That one's bigger. But I always think, God, wonder what's in those. You know, I could steal it, run over here behind the pool, open it. If it's garbage, just put it back. You know, you got to cover your face, though. Everything is filmed all the time.
Oh, absolutely.
I would like to think that if it was something that I didn't want, I would put it back and not just throw it in the woods, as one usually does.
Ooh, I stole this and don't want it. Dumpster.
Well, that's what people do. It's a thing.
Yeah.
It's like,
or they'll get the wrong package, and instead of like finding out who it belongs to in the neighborhood, they'll just throw it away.
Well, I didn't do that, but I had two package things happen recently. I gave back the necklace, by the way.
Good.
Oh, the emerald necklace?
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Like, that is, I bet he was freaking out. Like, where's my package?
Well, turned out, I mean, it's so, so crazy, the whole chain of events, but I order a lot of stuff, and I get packages all the time. And so I was checking, this was like on the way out, I was checking my mailbox. And so I just grabbed the package, threw it in the car, got stopped somewhere, opened it up. I was like, I don't remember ordering anything this small. And then looked at the box. I don't recognize this brand. Of course, I couldn't read the small print that said handmade jewelry. And then so I broke the seal on the pretty little box, opened it up, had a little slide out compartment. And there's a beautiful emerald necklace. So I got it in my car, and I'm like, ah, man, that's not for me. Then I looked at the name. It had my address, but somebody else's name. But I didn't look at it till after I'd already opened it.
Why do you think it had your address? Do you think he...
Typo, maybe.
Are you close? Like, is it real close?
Next door.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's like when my t-shirts didn't come. They were across the street because they were one digit off on my address. It's just amazing that those things happen 2 days in a row.
Yeah.
That my t-shirts didn't come. And I thought they were trying to steal them because they wouldn't come to the door. I went to the door and rang their ring, and it goes, whatever. And so I'm like, you're watching me. Wherever you are, you see me tapping my foot on your front porch, and you have my t-shirts.
Which is also why while I will think about grabbing someone's package, 9 out of 10 homes.
Oh, yeah. Ring doorbells everywhere, man.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, remind me to tell you, I got to tell the story of how I dealt with someone coming up to my house the other day.
Oh, good. Yeah. So back to the necklace. got a phone call from the neighbor. Hey, my package was delivered to your mailbox. And I'm like, I'm done. You know, even if I really wanted this, there's a paper trail.
Yeah.
It was delivered to my mailbox. You know,
paper trail.
I'm in possession of said jewelry now. So this could be mine. You know, I don't know you. This, it's my address. I don't know your name. It's a lady who is staying with my neighbors.
Huh.
Oh.
Yeah. So I went over there to deliver it back to them. Another damn Ring doorbell. Bloodily blue, blue, blue. And nobody comes to the door.
I'm like, have been wearing it.
Here I go again. You're watching me. You know you can talk back to me.
No,
on this
I'm here.
Thing. You're
you
just
say
watching
something.
Me.
Even if you're not home, because the other night we were at our friend's house and we were talking to them through their doorbell and they were in Beaufort, South Carolina.
See what I mean? So they just want me to look like an idiot standing around, looking around on a porch like, you know, like I've never been out of the house. So I had to end up jamming it in their mailbox. And they have a fancy mailbox. Like you have to reach over the thing to push it in there.
That's still sketchy, though. I mean, I can't imagine getting jewelry sent like that, but...
Yeah, so what'd you do? You had somebody show up at your house?
So right before, we had a graduation party on Sunday. So we're running around. Guests are supposed to show up at noon. It's like 11:30, 11:45, not even dressed, like trying to get everything done. So I'm walking by and our front
door... You still had curlers in your hair.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. I have a house coat on, my big slippers. So we have a glass front door. So even if I wanted to hide from people, I can't because they can see me. But I could see them. I saw two people walking down the thing. So I thought it might be guests. So I look and I'm like, nope, I don't know them. And I'm like, oh, God, it's someone, you know, probably going to tell me about Jesus. And
well, you need to hear that.
What?
You need
that.
True.
You
well,
need Jesus.
You need some Jesus.
I already blew off a couple other people trying to tell me about Jesus the other day.
I know, I could tell.
So... my wife goes, oh, just tell me I have COVID. And then so she runs off to keep getting ready. So I open the door. My mom is like behind me. Now, keep in mind, if they really look, there's balloons. So I open the door. I'm like, I'm sorry, just stop there. We have COVID. We have COVID. Go away.
How did they respond?
Oh, well, okay. Oh, thanks for letting us know. And can I still leave this for you? And I was like, put it in the mailbox. Shut the door.
Well, they're having a nice COVID party. We should do that the next time anybody gets COVID.
Can we use that?
I didn't get COVID balloons.
Yeah.
Well, so, people still catch it. You know, it's just cold now.
And my mom was like, I can't believe you did that. And I'm like, look, I don't want to deal with this right now.
Yeah, what would she rather you do? Have like, come on in.
Hey, Mom, do you want to go out there, Mom, and talk to him?
You go talk to the Jehovah's Witnesses or whatever it is, Church of Latter-day Saints.
Yeah.
I don't know what pamphlet it is.
Listen, you guys come on in. We're getting ready for a party, but just sit down right here. Don't mind us. We're running around in a flutter trying to get this party ready. But yeah, go ahead and tell me your thoughts
on
Jesus.
Would you like a piece of cake?
Well, then that also made me laugh because later on, you know, my wife put a post-it on the door. It was like, you know, doors open, come on in for other guests. But can you imagine if they showed up at that point? Like you're in there having a party and then all of a sudden it's like, oh, we've got pamphlets.
Well, I mean, that's best.
Do you think they would
case.
Just walk in?
Are they from the fabulous Church of Latter-day Saints?
Yeah, man, they were real fabulous.
But that's the best case scenario, that you put a note on your door that says, come on in, we're unarmed. And then
the
religious
dog doesn't
people
bite.
Come in.
I didn't say we were unarmed. I mean,
we're
I'm
unarmed
strapped.
And the dog doesn't bite.
I'm strapped with pamphlets.
What if you always had a come on in on your door? What do you think?
How many people would actually walk in?
Yeah, I mean, what would you get out of that? Because nobody shows up unannounced anymore, hardly.
No.
You know? Unless they're soliciting. You know, I keep forgetting, speaking of the Ring Cam, I keep forgetting that I can talk to them. And I even still get bashful, like, if I ignore them, they'll go away. And I always forget, like, I can just tell them to go away on my phone now.
Yeah, but people know that. Like my experience at two of my neighbor's front doors where I know you're looking at me.
Yeah. Why don't you say anything?
I feel so violated. You're somewhere else looking at me giggling.
Well, I need to
why
remember.
Why do they have to be giggling?
I just assumed they were.
Look at that idiot.
Look at that idiot on the porch.
Man, he's sitting there holding his necklace.
He's looking for his package or he's delivering our package.
Yeah. I got to start yelling at him more through the thing. I mean, then again, I've always been kind of hesitant because normally right now I only yell at the kids and at my wife when I thought she was stealing my package.
Your wife?
I told you that story. I saw someone, I had a package and I saw, like, I got a notification and I saw someone walking down the driveway and the package was gone. So I got on there and I was like, you know, how dare you? I see you. I know you've got my package. And then I realized
it was her.
Yeah, it was her.
Oh my God. And you actually said it that time.
Yeah, that time I always.
Oh, asked, that's great.
I really gave her the business.
You gave her what for?
I was like, wow, that's really
then,
cool.
And then she stood up and looked at you and you went, oh.
Sorry,
honey.
She said, my package.
I went back to the tape and saw the rest of the video, which was my wife's face.
My package now. Yeah. What you going to say? What you going to do about it? You can sleep out here on the porch where your package was.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list. At prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I said it. So what's your Charlie has an issue with something that's going on online where you throw up your three fingers. What do your three fingers mean?
The one thing that everybody's doing, it's like it means you're loyal to somebody that you're dating.
Okay.
So it's like they're throwing it up. But the way they're throwing it up, it's the index finger, the finger next to it, the ring finger is down, and then the pinky finger is up.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's not what that means.
No. That means a completely different thing.
Kids, we need to talk.
What do you mean?
I used to throw that up all the time when I was on the air in D.C. as part of my douchebaggery.
Yeah, you were good at that.
Yep.
So yeah.
Dane Cook, that was his whole thing.
This is supposed to mean...
Oh, no, he was the super finger.
It's called the shocker.
But it's supposed to mean that I'm loyal and faithful and everything. Mm-hmm. But see, the thing that I'm telling you is you're concerned about it because you're perverted and you know what it means to the perverts out there in the world.
Yes.
I'm a non-pervert.
I'm more worried about the perverts.
So I didn't know it because I'm not a pervert.
I don't think these young kids should be throwing around things that mean perverts.
But see, they don't know. And
but we do.
I didn't.
The second I saw it, I did.
Don't lie.
Yeah, you're a giant.
Oh,
besides the fact that you're
pearls.
A giant liar.
Look, just because you guys are gross and perverted.
You're the most pervert. In this room.
How dare you? How
you're
dare
the
you?
Biggest perverts.
How dare you call me a pervert? Name one thing that makes me a pervert.
I'll be called to HR.
You do like to sniff hair.
You don't know anything. You don't have hair.
And you like to slow roast hugs.
That's why I'm sad.
Well, you don't know. You've never had a slow roast hug.
I know.
All right.
I know better.
So that neither is... one of y'all has any leg to stand on in this case.
You know that whoever started this trend was like, they knew what they were doing.
No, they didn't.
They did, but they like said, told some kids that it was super cute, cool. And they're like, okay, I'm going to do this.
See, but I still think it's stupid. How does that mean you're faithful?
Can't say
what does it mean?
Well, turn off the mics for a second.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Two and one. And
no,
then one.
That's not what I'm saying. I know what you perverts are saying, but I'm saying, how does it mean that you're faithful?
I don't, it's just a sign.
God, you guys, you really do need the Jesus. He's explaining to me the thing.
I know.
The pervert thing.
I did too.
Okay, so answer me about why it means that you're faithful.
Oof. I don't know. It's just a sign.
Oh, my God.
Why does anything on TikTok mean anything? I mean,
there's not any resolution.
Obviously, I'm faithful if I'm willing to do that.
If you're willing to do that.
Give you a special handshake.
See what I mean? You guys are the problem.
Mommy these and daddy kids, have a special.
These kids are not the problem. It's you guys.
I don't.
You guys are keeping that filth alive is what it is. You can just let it go. Just let it go by.
I had until she brought it back and told me it was the hot new
thing. The hot new thing on TikTok.
So the lady was in the hospital the other day. She's 76 years old. She was pronounced dead. It's tragic. So they moved her from the hospital to the funeral home. They had the death certificate and everything, all of her documentation.
They moved her, as in what they would do when someone has passed. Yes. Yeah.
They take them to the funeral home.
Yeah. Well, you made it sound like they moved rooms. It's like, oh, we're going to take you out of this room.
Well, it depends on how close the funeral home is to the hospital.
This boxy room.
It's next door.
If you're a smart funeral home, you're really near the hospital. Yeah. So, and that's
right
very true.
In the basement.
So, she's, you know, pronounced dead, death certificate. They take her to the funeral home. They're having the wake. And 5 hours into the wake, they start noticing that the coffin is moving a little bit, they think. And then they start hearing.
That's terrifying.
From inside the coffin. Dude. You know?
Do you think they had to like draw straws to who was going to open it? Or do you think someone was like, oh my God, and threw it open? Or they're like, I'm not opening it.
No, I think they threw it right open. I mean, so she hadn't been gone that long. And they didn't go through the other procedures that they usually, like we do for a funeral. This was in Ecuador.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I figured they hadn't embalmed her.
No.
They hadn't embalmed her and removed her organs and whatnot.
No,
yeah.
So it's not as scary.
She's still knocking.
She fought through it. Try again, sucker.
All my blood is gone.
Hello? You're going to have to do better than that.
You better put that back in me.
But you said she...
big Y-shaped scar.
You said
chest.
She hadn't been dead long. They've been at the damn wake for 5 hours.
Well,
5 hours.
They move her.
She came back
I
to life to get out of there.
I might have been dead after 5 hours.
Doesn't it usually take like a week or so before you like actually have a
It
ceremony?
Depends on the religion.
It's a different country.
Yeah, it's also
I
based
on... Damn, but man, they were quick to get her in the ground.
Different religions and cultures do different things.
Well, you know what I mean, though. They had her in the coffin.
She was right there, and they decided to have a service. That we missed her and everything. But
I still don't think
that would be scary if the person literally just died. I'd be like, wait a minute. Somebody made a mistake.
No,
where's
you wouldn't
my
be
lawyer
that,
so I can sue you?
You would not be that cool about it because there's that whole process, the shock of dealing with this person has died. Well, I'm processing the shock. I'm dealing with that. Then I have to deal with the terror of the undead knocking from inside the coffin.
I think only 5 hours in, I'm not through the shock yet. I'm just like, whatever.
And that is the other thing. She's lucky it was such a long wake. I mean, if they had, I mean, obviously they move quickly in their country because they're ready to put her in the ground.
3 hours later, wrap it up. We're going to the crematorium. Nope. Yeah. They lasted 2 more hours and she knocked her way out.
Got the temperature just how we like it.
God, that would suck. That reminds me that I've said it before. One of my favorite, scariest horror movies was that Serpent in the Rainbow where they lose some sort of dust in their face. It was like a voodoo medicine that made you go completely paralyzed. So like you couldn't move or blink or do anything, but you could feel and hear and experience
well, that
everything.
That happens in soap operas all the time.
Oh, yeah.
True.
So
do you guys ever have that sleep paralysis? My daughter still has it. And I used to have it when I was a kid. Bad.
No,
not
where
really.
Where your brain's awake, but you can't move and you start to panic.
No.
You've never had that?
No.
I think I've maybe.
I don't think so.
Maybe once.
When I used to get it all the time when I was a kid. I don't know what changed, but the only way to break it was for me to turn my head completely. Like if I'm sleeping on my side, completely frozen, paralyzed, can't move. The only way to break it was to turn my head the other way. My daughter says that when she gets it, she still gets it regularly. All she has to do is move her pinky. Once she can move one thing, it releases it.
You guys don't have that? You never had that?
No.
No, that's another neat family trick you've got over there.
I really thought everybody had sleep paralysis at some point.
I don't think so, not that I've ever noticed to that sort of extent.
No, you notice, because it's terrifying. Because you think, is this the time where I'm not going to come out of this? I can see, I can hear, clearly I'm breathing, but I can't move
anything.
Well,
I know why you don't have it anymore, because you don't sleep.
Yeah, that'll help.
You fought it off. There you go. You win.
Good job.
Oh, my God. I was going to save this for the radio, but I have big news, and I think it's changing everything.
Uh-oh, what?
I've started taking
B12. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Oh, wait. The vitamin?
And?
I think it's working. Don't
for
take
what?
This from me.
What's
I just
it do?
Like, I feel better.
Oh, okay.
I feel good. It might
Isn't
be
that
helping.
Madonna's thing? Wasn't that her, like, before everybody else, she was getting B12 shots.
No, hers is plastic surgery. That's what I'm going to do next.
That's now.
Oh, I can't wait. You're going to have the biggest cheeks.
Oh, man. I'm going to look very cat-like. My eyes are going to be way up high.
Like a beach ball with
eyes.
You
look shocked all the time.
Yeah, I have no emotion. I can't move my eyebrows ever again. No, but so I started doing the B12, and I'm also drinking oolong. I don't know if you guys are onto oolong.
No.
Is that a tea?
Yeah, oolong tea. It's also another thing. It's like you do these things. I'm trying it for 30 days. I'm doing B12 in the morning and oolong in the morning and oolong in the afternoon and see if it helps to sleep.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't B12 real stinky?
This tastes like cherries.
Oh.
It's a dropper thing.
You're thinking of the fish oil.
No.
Oh,
not
no.
That.
You're thinking of
zinc already
garbage can.
Oh, yeah. I used to take that.
Yeah, no, you don't want that. No.
I was taking garbage cans.
There's another way.
You should try turmeric. That's been my thing. I've been taking a bunch of turmeric.
I am not going to try turmeric because of the way y'all say it and the way you've turned it into a thing.
What?
I'm not doing turmeric. I'm not going to do it.
Is there an R in the front?
I refuse to do turmeric.
Wait a minute.
You don't need Google right now.
I do.
Yeah, so it's supposed to be.
Oh, yeah, there is an R in there.
Yeah.
Turmeric.
Turmeric. See what I'm saying? And I'm not going
to
do it.
And he's trying to be all fancy with this turmeric.
Yeah, well, that's the way they say it now.
I know. Turmeric.
No, well, there's, what's the other one? The one that stinks. That's what I was thinking about. St. John's wort. You ever smell that? Woo, that's a stinky one there, boy.
I mean, it sounds like it would stink.
It does.
It's called St. John's wort.
It does stink.
I've smelled one of mine before, and it doesn't smell.
Your wort?
Warts. Yeah, I got a little one.
All
You're
right.
not St. John.
Wait.
So what's your side hustle? If you're going to do a side hustle, what are you going to do?
I've got two. So my favorite one was this guy who figured out at Costco, they were selling this specific type of cracker for like nothing. It would say like $9 a box.
Mm-hmm.
Or for $9, he could get a whole pallet of them. You know what I mean?
I hope so, because you'd like your $10 chips. I mean, all right, Richie Rich.
All right, well, slow down. So it's Costco size. So you know what I mean?
Word.
So that he was turning around because they were going on Amazon for like, say, $20. So he was making all this profit off. He would just go into Costco, mm-hmm. buy like a whole pallet at their cost, and then sell it online.
People do it all the time.
For the markup.
Yeah. Well, they do that at concession stands. I mean.
But I thought that was great.
Yeah.
And then the other one I saw was there's some chick who figured out she could make a ton of cash by going into rich people's houses and organizing their stuff.
That is a thing.
Like, so like the super wealthy who are like, I do not even have time to organize my crap.
Yeah.
And, yeah, but you've got to be organized to get that one.
Well, I didn't say that was something I was going to do. I'm just saying.
I'm not organized. I can't do that side hustle.
My wife could do it in a heartbeat.
I think maybe you're underestimating yourself, because if you're like me, you couldn't do it with your own stuff.
No.
Like it's like math, you know, it just falls off the page. It does not compute. I can't do it. But if I was organizing somebody else's stuff, I think I could handle it. And if they had any good stuff,
well,
you know, that
maybe.
Had to go. You know, they had something that I like. I had to get rid of it because of the organizing.
Because there wasn't enough room.
Yeah. And it's in my car.
It didn't fit.
I'm planning on terrorizing my family when I go home in July. And I think I'm going to do some more organizing at their house.
Well, you've already announced to the world that your dad's records are full of mouse poop. So what else
are
you going to do?
Not anymore. I've cleaned them off. They've got clutter everywhere. My dad has a problem. He has so many golf clubs. There's golf clubs everywhere. Their garage is full of just crap.
And he, you know what? The thing is, he has never played golf.
Not once. No, he just likes he likes the way they look.
Yeah.
Is that real? No. You know what, though? You can donate those to like an area high school, because they're doing that in my hometown, that to get more kids involved in golf, because it's an expensive sport and you have to buy golf clubs.
Oh, yeah.
you can donate those, and it helps to get more kids involved in golf.
Yeah, I'm going to have to rip the Band-Aid on that one. And
leave him alone. Let him have his golf clubs. God knows. He's
Look,
mean.
He either cleans it out now or he cleans it out later.
Yeah. All right,
don't rush it.
His collection room, his museum room in the garage of golf clubs.
My neighbor across the street, Mike Barber, has the 1T charity, which is golf for kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's great. It's a really cool thing. But by virtue of his running that, he would often throw away golf clubs, and he was my across the street neighbor. So sometimes, and I'm not exaggerating, there would be a whole green can just jammed full of golf clubs. And then other times it would be like two or three golf bags full of golf clubs. Mm. So for a while there, I was getting golf clubs like a boss. I had probably 100 golf clubs at one point because they were free.
Well, and what were you going to do with them?
I'm keeping them for something.
For see, what?
Now you're the, yeah, okay.
So what I would do is I'd look and see like, ooh, that one's got wood on it. That one's old. You know, what I did was I filled up a bag.
Yeah.
One of the bags that I got out of that trash, filled up with clubs, everything you would need, and gave it to a friend of mine's kid. Here's your first golf bag full of clubs.
Well, there you go. That's fine.
And don't even worry about that it smells like mothballs and dust.
No, that's fine.
Get out there on that golf course. So I thinned it way down. Now I only have 1.5 bags of golf clubs in my garage.
Mm, we should go play.
I don't play.
Saving them for his art.
I miss Mike, man. I miss my golf clubs because I get a new round of golf clubs every couple weeks or whatever because he was cranking through them.
My family was making fun of me. And actually, so it started with my sister goes, Mom is telling everyone that you get all your stuff from the trash. which I had pointed out that I got that TV from, you know, a neighbor left it on the curb. I got that lamp someone left on the curb. That grill someone got left on the curb. So my mom took that and ran with it because people were walking around my deck going, oh, they've really done a great job. Yeah, they got that from the trash and that's from the trash.
Oh, she's great.
But I love bulk trash day in my neighborhood because some of these dum-dums throw away perfectly good stuff.
Yeah, I'm trying not to collect any more of that. Like a golf club is small. You can put that in the corner.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a settee in the trash the other day, and I had to really fight not to do it, not to get that.
I've seen, what was it I saw the other day? Oh, it was one of those outdoor heaters, like that put the propane tank in the...
Oh, yeah. We've got one of those.
I hate those things.
Well, I don't hate it, but I was like, I wonder if it's out here because it's actually broken or if they just didn't want it anymore. Right. In my neighborhood, a lot of times, I saw a really nice mattress the other day, and I really had to talk with someone.
No mattresses.
Come on,
it was
man.
A good one.
I don't care. It looked clean. The bed bugs love those good ones on the side of the road. They absolutely love them.
I don't know.
Yeah, there was a sofa that was in my neighborhood for weeks. I was like, what the hell are y'all doing wrong? Why won't they take your dang sofa? It's at first, it was pretty. It was like one of those old goldish, like everybody's grandma had. And then it got rained in to the point where it's like brown.
Yeah. That's a bummer, too, because it's like, my first couch when I moved to Greensboro was straight up from Salvation Army, and it was gross. But I mean, it's like, sweet, $30.
Did you ever, it was a new couch to you, but it was used.
Oh, it was very used.
Did you ever take all the cushions off and shove your hands way down in the side creases looking for change or whatever else they might have left?
Yeah, I've said that before. I found a bunch of Cheerios and hair.
In that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was gross. I think I lost the remote. I dug around in there and I never did it again.
God, when I was poor, I did that everywhere. Anywhere there was a couch.
Oh, just stuck your hand in change?
Anyone's couch?
Crevices?
Well, not anyone's couch, but like if there was a random couch, like at a junk store or whatever, or in the trash.
And that was back when people had change in their pockets.
Or in a hotel. I did it in a hotel one time. Awful hotel. And I reached way down in the crease, you know, hoping to get a quarter out of there. I was like, yeah, this is going to be a good one. There's been a bunch of people in here. There was some kind of little vial. And I don't know if it was drugs or not. I didn't try it.
Wow.
But here's how bad that hotel was. The roaches that were floating on the top of the pool, the seagulls would swoop in and eat the dead roaches were floating there while you're in the pool.
Great.
Yeah, it was nice.
I like that. Yeah. They have a natural cleaner.
That sounds lovely.
All right. What else you guys got on your mind? We got to get out of here. We're ruining people's lives. We're running too long. We got to go.
Oh, all right.
Yeah? Got something else? Okay.
Yeah.
Charlie? Final thought?
Well, if someone is approaching your door, they might be from the fabulous Church of the Latter-day Saints.
Let me tell you about Jesus!
Is that yours?
No, but I mean, that is a general statement.
Okay.
Yeah, I think if I die, give me a minute.
Like, even 5 hours.
Yeah, just you don't have to rush it.
That's a good one. That is good for anybody. Love her.
Oh my God.
That's so attractive. Maria Menounos.
Yeah.
That is so attractive.
That is.
That's not attractive, but she is.
Oh, it is. It is so attractive. That's hotter than Chanel West Coast laugh.
Oh, she was one of those. She was on Ridiculousness.
I know.
She said she got her laugh of a goat. She visited her family's, like, where her family was from in Greece. And I guess she became enamored with the goats. And she thinks that's where she got her laugh.
Man, she's making stuff up. So listen, join us anytime on the podcast, 336-373-0987. If you want to be part of next week, we'll have calls back on the podcast. And you can make a request. And you can listen to us at 987simon.com. And we will see you next time.
Bye.
Get up. It's a Get Up Show.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.